Unit 19. Recording 24. Exam practice. Listening, part 4. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about moving from the countryside to the city. Look at task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H the reason each speaker gives for leaving the countryside. Now look at task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says about their experience of living in the city. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
I grew up in a village and went to school by bus in a small town just a few miles away. Then after school, I got part-time jobs doing seasonal farming work and stacking shelves in local shops, but nothing permanent. There just weren't many employment opportunities around. So a few years back, I decided to move into the city. It was a big upheaval, you know, leaving family and friends, but it was pretty straightforward to get a job, and it was reassuring to find how sociable people are. I've met a lot of people with similar interests. I'm out most nights with someone or other. I think everyone should try city life, even if it's only for a short time.
Speaker 2.
My parents moved out of the city while I was away at university. Then when I finished my course, I went to stay with them. I set up an online business, so it didn't matter where I lived. The countryside was great, but it was a long trek to get to the nearest town to see a film or go to the theatre. So after a year or so, I moved here into the city, where things like that are easy to get to. I'm not really into cooking, so I go out a couple of nights a week to a restaurant or pick up something from a fast food place. It's great that there's a huge range of food on offer.
Speaker 3.
What surprised me most about living in the city is the incredible variety of nationalities that you see around you. It's mind-blowing. All the shops and cultural activities of all the different ethnic groups. Certainly a big change from where I was before. For most of my life, I lived in the same small town, not much more than a village, really, that I was born in. I was very happy there. I worked in a timber business that my father ran, but by the time I was in my mid-20s, most of my close friends, the people I'd grown up with, had gone away to the capital or one of the other big cities. So I decided it was time for me to move on too.
Speaker 4.
I lived in a village close to the sea for about 10 years. I loved being able to walk along the beach. But what drove me away was the difficulty of finding good accommodation. There were plenty of places to buy or rent, but most were old, cold and damp. I had to come to the city to find something decent within my price range. Admittedly, I have to live a long way out of the centre and commute, but it's great that the buses and trains are frequent and reliable. That's certainly one of the bonuses of living in a built-up area. I miss the peace and quiet, of course, but I think my quality of life is better.
Speaker 5.
My old place was a few kilometres from the nearest town. I don't drive, so I was dependent on the local bus service, which was useless. You could never guarantee it would be on time, and sometimes it didn't turn up at all. I'm not as young as I was, so a couple of years ago I moved into the city. It hasn't all been plain sailing. It's taken me a while to get used to the crowds and traffic. But at least it's reassuring to know that if I have an accident or I'm suddenly taken ill, there are excellent medical facilities not far away. And I still go back and see friends where I used to live every few weeks.
Now listen to part 4 again.